a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
What you thinking about, mate?
Hey, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Went and stayed with a mate of mine in Adelaide over Easter weekend. He's just built a brand new house.
Mm.
He has his ensuite that he uses.
Yes.
But he's never really used his main bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Kalia had the first ever shower.
Oh, I didn't know.
In his house.
Yeah.
In that shower.
Yeah.
And that got me thinking, do you know who had the first ever shower in your shower?
Oh, no, I don't, because it's a... I was going to say secondhand house. That doesn't make any sense.
It's a really old house.
It's an older house. We were not the first owners of the
house.
That's
right. So some weirdo had the first ever shower in your shower. How do you feel about that?
I think about that all the time. It's always in my brain.
It's just what I'm thinking about.
What you thinking about, mate?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Have you guys seen this vision online of the grandma walking down the street pushing the pram? So she's got her grandson, 6-year-old, he's walking out in front and then pushing a little baby in the pram, another grandchild. They're on their way home from an Easter egg hunt.
Mm.
This is happening in Poughkeepsie.
In New York.
Lucky with the pronunciation there. I was nervous about that one. Heading home. And we're talking half a second after grandma and pushing the pram walks over one of the manholes in the footpath. It full on explodes.
Like shoots up into the,
But it's not just the manhole. It's like the full piece, all the concrete around the manhole as well.
It's like there's like a mini crater formed from the explosion. That barely make it past it.
Yeah.
What I didn't know too watching the vision is, so the next, I think, 2 or 3 manholes also explode almost straight after.
She was in between, right? So it's like bop, 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 bop. Yeah. Wow.
It turns out it was a build-up of gas.
Yeah, makes sense.
That caused it.
Mm.
But, I mean, when it's your day, it's your day. Like, she's walking along
and it is
like, walk over, half a second, explosion. If she kept walking or been walking quicker, the next one would have got her.
Insane.
Good as gold. She didn't realise. She obviously knew there's been an explosion because it's massive and it's right there.
Yeah.
And she starts going to run after it as you would. You'd just be so panicked. But she didn't realise how close she had been until she watched the vision back.
Yeah.
She thought it would have happened a bit behind her,
yeah.
Like at least a comfortable-ish type distance, but it's like
it's right after she steps off it. The thing is, as well, is that if you've ever had, we've got pavers at home, and you know, a retaining wall kind of thing, and the paver doesn't really sit on there properly. And so, if you've ever had a concrete block fall on you,
I was going to say, yeah, that's exactly the same thing, but no.
If you've ever had something fall on you and it's like, that's nothing, it's like a tiny little part of the wall, just like, oh, that fell on me and that hurt. Mate, it's like a whole concrete block goes up in the air, then falls down and just narrowly misses her legs.
She is so lucky. I would never, ever, ever, ever walk on a footpath where there's those manholes ever again.
Well, you don't walk on footpaths anyway.
No, that's right.
You walk on red carpet only.
Yeah. You got a guy that drops a towel and another towel another towel.
Don't put the red carpet over the manhole.
Okay.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, there's news today that Jordan Ablett has opened up for the very first time about the rare disorder that she and obviously Gary Ablett Jr., they have a son together, their 6-year-old son Levi, is currently struggling with. And no one has really known. They haven't really spoken before about this disorder. We know that Levi has been obviously unwell since birth, but we haven't really known about what disorder that is. It's Menkes disorder, which I hope that I'm saying that correctly,
yeah.
M-E-N-K-E-S, this rare disorder. And you're obviously close with these two and this family in general, Lingy. This is really beautiful and really brave and amazing for her to open up. She's got a new memoir coming out.
Yeah.
This must be really hard to talk about, but also quite cathartic for the couple, I imagine.
Yeah, I would imagine so. It was really... Because I wasn't aware of the illness that Levi was suffering from, now Jordan's comfortable and got to the point where she can speak about it. Obviously Levi was diagnosed I think in 2020, and it's been talking with Gaz and Jordan about a beautiful road with Levi, but a really hard one as well.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about Menkes either. Again, I'm same as you. I hope we're pronouncing it correctly.
Yeah, well, it's here. It's a rare recessive disorder that affects copper metabolism, leading to neurodegeneration, connective tissue problems, and short life expectancies. So obviously, you know, it would have been quite a shock, but they are so open about the joy that they have every day with Levi.
Yeah. And so the memoir you're talking about, which is coming out basically right now, Jordan's worked really hard at getting that one out there, because at the same time that Levi's diagnosis was taking place, Jordan's mum passed away from cancer.
Just shocking.
Yeah, and a really close family person, and that would have been so hard for us. So talking about that, and hence the name of the book, One Day at a Time. So I think actually was fortunate enough to catch up with Gaz and Jordan for dinner only a week or so ago, and Jordan said it was just a really hard process, the book, but a really important process for her to work through, to be able to talk about it a little bit more. I'm looking forward to reading the book. Hey, can you get on there and pump it up type thing.
No.
I just want to read it because we're so lucky within our household that all our kids are healthy, going all great, you know, fingers crossed that continues, touch wood, everything like that, is hearing a family, a beautiful couple, caring parents trying to do the best they can while facing this with Levi, plus what happened with her mum. There's Grace and Ezra now. They've got another a daughter and a little baby boy who's supposedly is full of energy and running amok and 12 months old and taking on the whole world, that sort of thing. So it's a hectic time, but it'll be great to read what Jordan's put down. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. And there's actually in the V Weekend this Saturday, there's kind of like a piece of writing that she's put forward for that too. So if you want to check that out, it'll be out this weekend.
Imagine it'd be a real fine line, because with something like this disorder, which is probably less well known, you would feel like you would want to talk about it and use sort of any platform you have to spread awareness and maybe help other families that are going through it, or help raise funds for research, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But also it's a real personal, private thing, and you'd want to be protecting your family as well. And it's just good on them for coming out and actually talking about it.
Yeah, and while you talk about that privacy and the protecting the family, while being married to one of the most high-profile footballers ever to have played the game, and certainly family name, that desire to have that privacy and personal family stuff, but also understanding that there's a spotlight there, and imagine that would be really tough as well. But as I said, caught up with them. They're just in a really good place, beautiful, and Jordan is so happy, so relieved that the book is done and it's going to be out there, and hopefully it goes well for her.
It's going to be a great read.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Log. It's a flood of logs.
There's so many loggies in here at the moment, all different eras of loggy. It's hilarious.
So I've been dressed all morning. Lingy arrived at 7, dressed as well. We've had Chris come in dressed as you.
Yes.
And we've got another 6 loggies here.
Yeah, there's a loggie with a sling on and wearing your pajama top.
I am. Shoulder.
we've got Stripes loggie, a couple of Stripes loggie, because I seem to wear the same 4 outfits on repeat. It seems like we've got linen loggie. We've also got loggie in a great jumper, hair coming out of it, and also
on the arms.
And also she didn't have time to shave. Oh my god, my secret shave. And also the thickest eyebrows, which look absolutely delightful. Rach, you have absolutely nailed it. Thank you so
brilliant.
Much. And a lot of backwards caps as well, which is just phenomenal. So good. Thank you so much to the loggies.
We do love you. Happy birthday, mate.
You're very special.
All
thank
right.
you.
You are a one of a kind in so many different ways, but they're all so similar. Happy birthday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.